This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois Democratic lawmakers passed a measure aimed at protecting trans youth in foster care. The bill focuses on Illinois children who may be placed with relatives or friends out of state. It would require the State Department of Children and Family Services to consider whether the child or caregiver could face criminal charges for services that are legal in Illinois, like gender-affirming care. If the child will struggle to get care in that state, DCFS can deny the placement. State Representative Kelly Cassidy of Chicago carried the bill.
This opportunity to create the first time when a youth has a voice in their process is huge. Being able to say, yes, I'm willing to take this placement even though there's this risk, but I know that I have some safety valves, or no, I can't do that.
Under the measure, children 8 years or older could object to an out-of-state placement. Next week marks 4 years since Roe v. Wade was overturned, and Illinois has become a top provider of abortion for out-of-state patients. Nearly one in four abortions for people who don't live in the state were performed by Illinois-based providers in 2025. That's according to data from the Guttmacher Institute, a prominent abortion rights organization. Megan Giafo is the executive director of the Chicago Abortion Fund. She says the decision to overturn Roe expanded the group's role.
What was once a regional abortion fund is now a critical part of the nation's abortion access infrastructure, helping people navigate bans, travel across state lines, and overcome financial barriers to help people get the care they want, need, and deserve.
Since 2022, Illinois has passed several bills aimed at protecting abortion access statewide. The Better Business Bureau is warning consumers to use caution when sending money through peer-to-peer payment apps. Apps like Venmo, PayPal, Zelle, and Cash App are commonly used to split bills, pay rent, or shop online. But the BBB says scammers are increasingly targeting users. The organization says fraudsters may create fake accounts, pretending to be friends or businesses, run overpayment scams, or ask for upfront payments for items that do not exist. You can visit the BBB website for more details.